It's big machlokes. The post is maleno. If you're allowed to take showers on Shabbos, and Yom Tov Sheni, the main shaila comes up, especially when it's 2 days Yom Tov, and the Yom Tov Sheni is the third day in the row. And people want to know if you're allowed to take a shower. You're not allowed to take a shower. And about the aside of the shiurim here is alamol with the kav. Shomayim Yachmir. Very hard for us to be mekel. It's against the Teva, against the Rotzen. But we have to learn the Aloha and to show that Tzedokin that you're allowed to. But I'm really asking people, you know, even though I will speak out the coolest, if they don't need not to use them. I don't want Chas V'Shalom to come to the Shomayim and be the Goyim that some people will make of. Actually, the people that do it, at least they will know that they have, that they're doing the right thing. To go to learn the sugya of taking a shower and Yom Tov, there's two sugyas that have to be learned. And I will explain. There's one isur that is called isur rechitza b'Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos brings down also lirchoitz kol gufay b'Shabbos b'chamim shehuchmu me'erev Shabbos v'kol sheken b'Shabbos. It's a machlokes, but I'm going now to the shittas in the Gemara. Shulchan Paskins, why? Chazal asked him to rinse yourself with hot water in Shabbos, even if the hot water was warm before Shabbos. Gzeire shemo yovoi lehochem b'Shabbos. If you be allowed to take a warm shower in Shabbos, you will go and cook water, boil up water, that you can take a shower. Gzeira, a Yid will come to warm up water in Shabbos. Who is a Yid that will warm up water in Shabbos for a shower? And if you think that you warm up water in Shabbos, why are you allowed to drink a coffee in Shabbos that was warm before? I think it's a bigger Gzeira for Yeshiva Bachar to warm up hot water for a coffee in Shabbos. Taking a shower. The answer is we're not Choshesh people, we're Mechal Shabbos. Klal Yisrael. Gzeiro mishuma balonim. In the old days, not everyone had his own shower and bath. People would share. Like today is a mikveh, it was a merchatz. Everyone went to a merchatz. No one had, only very, very rich people had a private merchatz in the house. It was boti merchatzos. It was a biskisa, we didn't have a private one. It was people that were in charge on the Boti Merchatzos, they were called the Balonim. Now, if the halacha would be that you're only allowed to rinse in warm water that was warm before Shabbos, but water that was warm in Shabbos, you're not allowed to. Now, everyone wanted the business, everyone wanted people to use their company, eh? The Balonim would warm the water before Shabbos to keep the water hot for Shabbos. Not easy, you know, if you have a swimming pool, you want to keep the water warm, you have to close it by night. And I don't know if you know all the tricks. Yeah, if not, it takes hours to warm up. Even a swimming pool takes hours to warm up. So the Balonim would cheat. Shabbos morning they would come early, warm up the water. The Olam come up. Yeah? So Chazal made a gzeire, mishum Balonim. So even if someone tells you it was not warm the Shabbos, it was warm now of Shabbos, you're not allowed to step in to a warm Beis HaMerchatz and Shabbos. even in my koshkin huchmu b'shabes, huchmu even on the goyim speaking, even huchmu beheder b'shabes is also, that is for sure the gzeire that the baloni will do it. But even if the water was warm before Shabbos, it's also mit der rabbonon mishum baloni. And on that the Shulchan Aruch paskenes in Simen Shin Chovov, ben huchmu b'Shabbos, ben huchmu b'erev Shabbos, ben b'merchatzoes leishev bohem, ben lehishtatev bohem. Leishev bohem means what we call the bath. Lehishtatev calls what we call a shower. That days they didn't have the water coming out the wall, a guy would take a bucket of water and pour it on top of you. When you came to the bath, it was two options. It was like a swimming pool, a place you went in, and the way it was not so comfortable to be there because people came in dirty to there. And it was something that was called lehishtatev. That they would rinse you out. You didn't sit in the water. Chazal asked Bain Merchatzois Leishev Bayim Ben Leishtatev Bayim. This is what we pass in the Simen Shin Chovov Zihil Cheshabes. Also lichotz kol gufoy afilu kol eiver ve'eiver levad afilu b'mayim shehuchmu me'erev Shabbos benim bebekli, benim bebekarga, ve'afilu lishpoich b'spin shin chovov seif alef ve'afilu lishpoich ha'mayim al gufoy ve'lishtatef osu aval muto lichotz polov yodov ve'raglov v'shar evorim kol shen orichotz kol gufoy. Come in Tveria, you're allowed to. It boils on its own. And only if it's in the karka. If you take the water in a dish and you pour it on yourself, then you're not allowed to. Because then people will come to switch. They will not know from where the water is warm, from what dish it was warm. Does it look? So this is Aloha b'Shabbos. We'll get back to that aloha in a second. Ben Maim Shukhmu Erev Shabbos, Ben B'Shabbos, Kol Gufo Yafilu Eiver Eiver, Ben B'Karka, Ben B'Kli, Ben Lishtadim. What happens by Yontif? Why Yontif is easier? A fire in Yontif is not exactly so also. This is the reason Yontif became a Shaila. If Yontif has the same Isur, Yontif doesn't have the same Isur. Machlekes Rishonim. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Yontif brings down the Ramo, Tov Kuf Yud Alef. Muto lehochem biyontif mayim lichotz yodov aval lo kol gufoy. Aval mayim shehuchmu me'erev yontif mutor lichotz kol gufoy afilu ke'echot miu davka chutz lamerchetz aval bamerchetz osu. So biyontif you allow to lefi de mechaber. But only chutz lamerchetz. Why in the merchetz the aser? Gzeiro mishum abalonim. Some rishonim learn, we'll use these rishonim now. Gzeiro, if you do merchetz in yod, if you do merchetz in Shabbos, and Shabbos the balonim. And Shabbos the aser, even chutz lamerchetz. And every place the aser and Shabbos have water. Aber in yod. Aber the Ramo says no. It's also. Hagoyim v'yesh oisrim b'chol inyan v'chen noyayim. We hold that it's also. Maim shehuchmu me'erev yontif. Aval maim shehuchmu b'yontif is also. Why it's also? We'll get back to it later. What is called maim shehuchmu b'yontif? Shabbos klal, boiler, dut shemesh, boiler. And mein shuchmu be'erev Shabbos, back to Shabbos. And simen shin chovor. The Biur Halacha and simen reish samach brings down Rav Kiva Eiger. Even mein shuchmu be'erev Shabbos, but it's also on Shabbos, we say lekula alme. You're not allowed to rinse in mein shuchmu be'erev Shabbos. Zog de Biur Halacha. Aloha, you have to rinse yourself before Shabbos. You're allowed to rinse yourself in Shabbos b'mayim shehuchmu me'erev Shabbos. This is what it brings down from the Biur Halacha. So as a cool of Rabbi Kiva Eiger, the Bemokim Tzari you're allowed to. We'll see later what is it. All of that is hot water. Shabbos is also, even Huchmu Me'erev Shabbos, even Eider Eider, even showers, klo. Yom Tev, Huchmu Me'erev Shabbos is Mutar, Tide Mechaber, and Tide Ramo is also. We'll see later what the Ramah is Matir. All of this is Maim Shehuchmu Erev Shabbos of Shabbos. But cold water, it's no problem to rinse. To swim is a Isu. Isu the Rabbanon have shot. You're not allowed to go on a boat, even if it's no Chil Shabbos, you're not allowed to swim. So Isu the Rabbanon, we're not speaking about swimming now. Just dipping in and dipping out, or taking a shower. Shulchan Aruch brings out a Shir Chovah and Hilchei Shabbos, Seif Aleph, Aval Betzoinen, you're allowed to. Also, Lichos Kilgufoi, Afilu Maim Shirumu Bav Shabbos, אבל הוא חייב לפעור עם מוטו, ואין צורך לו עם הרבה צויננים. יאללה. So from where came the Easter to take a shower? שבור says, אין לי כמון סיבקות בחוף א'. כל ספור הפויסקי, נוהגו את המעריל, שלא ילירחו את כלל בנור אוי במקווה. The motzui lovely, the schita se'ar, va'oid kama taimim. ועין בבוקר לבוא. בעניין טבילה, וגם במקווה עין לקמון. בעצם the mocker of the issue of the showers shin chovov sifkot mchof alef in mishne brure. You say maybe it's only in Shabbos. The mishne brure in hilchis yontef and simen tov kuf yud alef sifkot mchof ve'ayin le'e simen shin chovov sifchez in mishne brure sifkot mchof dalet shebiyarnu pot edinim eilu. Legabi this mimic, he's mitzayim. The mocker is the Tumas Adeshen. Achshav lo inoagul lirchoit betzoynen. Im ken yofen noagul ilelich la mikve. Tumas Adeshen says you can't go to the mikve. This is the reason some people don't go to the mikve in Shabbos. Why? The issur to be tovel and tzoynen. And the Levush says even a person is makbid and tvilas Ezra. Not to say Krishma if he saw Keri, not to go. She asked me why some people go. Chassidim, I think they go. Chor, the Oiver, and the meaning of the Marahim. So, their Mokir is, it's not called Rechitze, it's called Tfile. Yet, no, someone is tired, Lon Shavuos, and he decides cool himself in the mikveh to wake up before he's marching to the kohel. Yeah, I'm not saying that is mutar. We'll get to that later. That is no heter. No, I'm talking about that. It doesn't work like that. Every Shabbos, you go to the mikveh, but say it. The men have to know. Even guys say, yeah, but I'm American. I take showers anyway. Take showers, yeah. To go to the mikveh is also. If you're Chassidish, you go to the mikveh is andazach. But I know a lot of people, the mikveh is open on Shavuos by night. The people, I know the guys who are glad to do that are not here now. This is the problem. These people are already now in the Kaisa, yeah? But people have to know that waking up system, Lel Shavuos, to go to a mikveh, that is no heter. This is Oiver and the Din of the Ma'aril, Lekule Am. I know, I say no. Kabbalah Satay, the Chassidish for that day. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. We'll get later to that. But the Val, you have to know that is very chomul. I know it is a tayin, but we're for sure not knowing like that. That the mikveh cannot be hot. If the mikveh is hot, you're over on the isur, that maim shehuchmu be'erev Shabbos. It doesn't mean it has to be freezing. We'll get later to say what is not. But for sure, not to go into a hot mikveh. For sure, not to go into hot mikveh, not erev Shabbos. What is tzar? If you go and call it tzar, it's not cold. This is a, it's like not sleeping in the sukkah because it's a tzar that you don't feel the yamakif. Yeah, it's not called tzar. Tzar means the guy is very sick. He needs a shower. That is very tzar. We'll see later what means very tzar. Yeah, not tzar. If I go to call the tzar, so I'm allowed to go to the hot. Could be I'm sure we'll find them. We'll get to them in a second. So b'meile, from that minhag came the problem of taking showers in yad. No shaychus. I'm speaking now on a cold shower. Before we're back to a warm shower. Freezing cold shower. We have the problem of the minhag in siman shin chovov. Sivkot m'chof alef in the Mishnah Berurah. From that came the Issur. From that came the Issur. And as they in Sefer Shoyne Halochas from Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Sar HaTeire, he brings down B'Shem the Chazon Ish, that you cannot take a shower. In Chassid Tzchok, Tzchok Weiss, not allowed to take. Reb Moshe Feinstein was asked this question. If you're allowed to take a shower in Shabbos, cold shower in Shabbos, not even Yom Tov. And in Igris Moshe, Reb Moshe Feinstein has two tshuvas. Chelek Dalet, Simen Ayin Dalet, and following by Siman, I'm sorry, Siman Ayin Dalet, and following by Archove and Siman Ayin Hei. First of all, I'll read Siman Ayin Dalet word by word, it's only four lines, and we'll read a little bit from Siman Ayin Hei. Minot Mabdinoseinu, the Minig in America, Shilalichos Bishabes Afilu Betzaine. Right? This was the Shoyer. Haim, Enli Skalech, if you're allowed to take a shower, Moshe gives it in brackets, he calls it shower, yeah? Betzoinen, Gam Beyoim Sharab. It's very hot. Tshuve Beloi Tzar Yesh Lehachmir. Av Shalom Motzino Besifir Rabbeseinu Minag Ze. אבל כשמצטער מחוי מיועים רשאי לאוכל. It's not a Rabbi Yehiger. Then, one of his Einik Lach, Avrom, Shabtai Avrom HaKoyin, Rappaport, asked him, he wants to know exactly what is going on. הנה, מה שכוספתי בסימן דלעיל, רחיצה אויס גימל, שלא מוצאינו בספר רביסיינו מן הגליסו להצקלח במים קרים בשבס, אמס, אמינא דאיסא בתרומת הדשא, שנוהג עם איסור בין האורז ומקבועס רק כשנכנס לתוכו. Why? כשתבור brings down, the reason is, שמא יבואי לסחיטה, שמא יבואי לטרטור, אבל לא ישנוהגו לאסור רחיצה לשפיכת מים על גופו. כי עובדה, like this case, that he stands under the shower and the water comes from top on his head to the body. וכן במעריל, he only spoke on a no, שרי כוסב, why are you not allowed to go in? Because maybe you'll be carrying the Adamas בקרמליס. סחיטה, דוי מלשת, ואף שסחיטה שייך גם בבייס, if you take a shower, you have here, מכל מוגם, השלנוג וממש לא ילפינן, אף שיקרו יסר אתם. וגם אפשר בשביל סחיטה לבד, הוא נעב בקצת שמיני. צירוף כל הטיימים, ואם כן, הם הוצינו כלל שיהיה גם מיני כזה לעשר. תתק השאר, שיהיה גם בכל בית שבפוי, המקום מוקם ידוע, שרואים דה אין שמעצמם בלא ירוא אין מסקל לכם בשבס. No one does showers in Shabbos. לא ידוע אם הוא מטעם שמרואים בשון המסקל לכם במים חיים מהמקלחס. ומילא, during the week, during the year, if Shabbos, if you take a shower, מלבד האיסור של חמים שהוכמו מערב שבס. הרי המים החמים שבכל בוטר במנסינו האמריקאים חמים שהוכמו בשבס. And also if you take out cold water, you have a wash on Shabbos. ומילא, they didn't take showers. ואולי מצד שיחשיבו זה לעובדה דחוי, also could be a reason. And after she makes so many idea, they didn't have, there is no shaykhus, showers to rechitza. In America, people in America, they saw the Mishnah Berurah, and they didn't have, could be America, but I'm not just in America. You have to know, Chaznish said that Berurah didn't shower, yeah? Bitzchuk Weiss, Yanke Weiss. Ve'ayim b'shulchano uchsimen she'isa demutol ishtar ha'ozeh, then he finishes like this. לנמצא בשער ספרי חך מדרס האחרונים הידועים לי. הרי לא היום נוסענו באירופ כלל מן הגלסר להשתת בצוינן. אבל נוסענו כאן באמריקה שיקה המקלחה אז חזינן שאין מסקלחים בשער בשער בצוינן. ולא כן אף שלם הוצינו בספורים, שאוי כזה מינו, שאפשר שמסקלחים שמה שאין נזכלכם בשבס, ובלא יקרו נסמיר גלסר על המחסור ידיע, מכל מוגים יש להחמיר בלא יצר, משום דאו להם בכבון עשר מיני מיטיים, אבל כשמצטער יש להוקל כמו שכוספתי. This is the remotion that says, as no איסו. I'll say, it could be today as a new problem. Yeshivas could be as a big problem. Before that we'll see, could be remotion be moid. Reb Chaim Noe, also in the Sefer Ketzis, the Shulchan is Maker. Now, we have to know that the Reb Kveger that was Maker, like the Mokim Har Betzar, ראשון רב קביעי גריז, הוא מצטער אף אפי שאין יכול לכל הגוף ישלם עוד המותר לרחוץ. But it can be because, I'll tell you what was the Thomas Hadeshen. Thomas Hadeshen says that you're not allowed to go to a mikveh in Shabbos. Why? He says, בעצם, mikveh is not rechitza. So why are you allowed to go in? Now, there's another problem. When you go into a mikveh in Shabbos, when you tome, so the halacha is mechzik metaken. And you're not allowed to make tvilas kelim in Shabbos because it's mechzik metaken. So what is the head of the God of the mikveh? The Gemara says like this. Toimel kelim in Shabbos, you're not allowed to. So why are nidahs allowed to go to a mikveh in Shabbos? Because people will say she didn't go to the mikveh to kasher herself. She went to rinse. She was hot. So the Thomas Hadeshen is manenu she'osu lizchachas b'tzoinen because the minig. Maybe he can't go to the mikveh. Because people can't say, so maybe he asks. So, I'm just saying that the Tzar, the Mogen Avrom, that the Thomas Hadeshen, that asked even was a Tzar. Just so Moshe says, when it's a shower, that it's not so sure that it's a minik. Which means Shabbos Gilus also says that he was mekavim from Zab and the shower is exactly like going in. There's no difference. There's no difference showering or going into a place. Just again, if it's a tzar, you're allowed to be battery, but it has to be a tzar. So, legabit soinen be'etzem, again, later we'll be misakim la'loche le'maisa. So the one that wanted to be soimach on Reb Moshe, be'mokim tzar, Reb Moshe was matir. He didn't speak in yeshiva bochim, he spoke in private houses. So the difference. So the two kinds of yeshiva bochim, the ones that are in the dorm and the ones that are in the diris. We'll see, it's a big difference. It's a different type of the bochim also, but we'll see in a second the difference la halacha. But mikol mekoyim, the Chazanish, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, were machmir, Reb Moshe was maker. Someone will ask, right here, so why the minhag is that people take showers in Yom Tov Sheni after Reb Moshe, and Lo Shomanu, like Reb Moshe says, Lo Shomanu that people take showers at Shabbos? You hear someone take showers at Shabbos? I met two or three people, yeah? I'll tell you, I almost couldn't see the reality, yeah? Like the smaller, it's like they get a custom small, yeah? Can't even get it in the short. It's like it's less than number one, yeah? It's all point. So, but what is the answer? Well, first, one day is a different style from a lot of days. B, like Reb Moshe himself said, it could be because the Metziah says that it's an Isur Bishu, like we'll see later. And Shabbos, it's very difficult to take the shower without over isul bishul, even if you're not taking hot water. Speaking on cold water, because it could be an isul bishul, like we'll get to it in a second. And they were scared people will start to use showers not exactly cold, and they will start to use a little bit warm. The Meiler, Reb Moshe says, was a reason that people answered it. But Sheikin and Yotef, though, will see that it's much more cold the whole year from the Bishul. Because of that, the Minig came in a little bit to be Semech El Reb Moshe. Especially on Yotef Sheini. Chas v'sholom avada, we're not making stam in Alochas Yotef Sheini. Chazal, we're very machmer to symbolize the Alochas Yotef Sheini and Yotef Rishon. Like a Biolan of Alochas. But because, Lemaise, and so Yom Tov Sheni, a lot of people in Yom Tov Sheni, especially in Israel, that some shittos hold that Bichlal you don't have to keep 2 days, some people will make it to take a cold shower in Yom Tov. From that came the minhag, but again, we'll get back to it in a second. Now the shaila is, pleasant water. Not chamim, pleasant water. That is also the same thing. We'll see later what is the level, what is called pleasant, what is the shear of pleasant, what is called pleasant, what is called hot. Now, we'll go first to the Isur of Yontif. We know if we want to drink a coffee in Yontif, we're allowed to warm up the water. So why are we not allowed to warm up water to take a shower? I'm moving away now the issue of the minig not to take a shower. Ikar hadin is no problem. The issue to warm water. So what is the issue to warm water? Why not allowed? So we said, and Shabbos is the issue liisraches kol gufo yafilu eiber eiber afilu b'mayim shuchmu b'erev Shabbos. Right? We said, what was the gzeire? Yishum abalonim. So in Shabbos we know lekula alma you're not allowed to go into hot water even if it was warm before Shabbos. Shabbos says lefichoch. Even the people that go to the mikveh, they have to be careful that the water will be poishri. It's been said to go with the sandal. Shemazal Erbach will say alamo that if someone goes in the train in London and Shabbos, says mistom is no isu. The train is going anyways. It's lemalo me'asor in tchumim. Nistomas nishlokanis. But as we gain in a train in Shabbos, to haste the shaykhs. Says to go into hot mikveh in Shabbos, we stomach also. But as we gain, we haste the haste. I just remember her little result. I said, well, he said, don't ask me, Pshat. What is that? Toss is a shaykhs and toss is a helikayit. He says, I'm telling you not to do it, but there's no shaykhs. You have to know those days the shengas and those days the ilikiyu. I never knew what he means exactly. I'm saying it the way I heard it. You mean the shvach? Nah, chvismish. Er is the shengas, and er is the ilikiyu. Er is the ilikiyu. Poishim yolaut. Shmuel says if the mikveh is poishim yolaut. Sharatzin says could be lifid the Rambam even poishim is also. There's a reason the real machmirim manage going to a cold mikveh. This is a group of people that go to the mikveh in Shabbos, and they manage machmir to go to the cold one. Maskim, you don't know the people that go to the cold one? What? Well, the briskers don't go to the mikveh. Shabbos. There's a lot of people that go, they machmir to go to the cold one. Some say that poishim has to be that you're not ne'ene. Some say that it's enough that it's colder from you from what you're used to. Some say it's 37 degrees Celsius. The only problem is that the Metzius is the taina that if you warm water before Shabbos, normally Shabbos by day it will never be that hot. How could be there was the Issur Mayim Shehuchmu b'Erev Shabbos? And the Mechitzos, it never can stay overnight such hot. Chuchmu b'Shabbos is also. Now, what is Chuchmu b'Shabbos? Chuchmu b'Shabbos is also afilu eiver eiver, gomish. What would be if the water is warm before Shabbos? And you leave it on the fire. The water bubble before Shabbos, and you leave it on the fire. You leave it on the timer. It's called Huchmu be'erev Shabbos, or it's called Huchmu b'Shabbos. So for Shabbos, it's not so nigeh. So Mazalman holds that Huchmu b'Shabbos means you take cold water and you warm it. But if you warm it before Shabbos, this is our generation. Mikveh is warm before Shabbos, but the radiator stays on. Shemazam al hol, that is not called Huchmu b'Shabbos, this is called Huchmu b'Erev Shabbos. Again, Huchmu b'Shabbos also is also. So, this is the Shaila, what is called Huchmu b'Shabbos? But all that is Nagia to Shabbos, the Maisa Chutzim, people that go to the Mikveh, they have their Teirim, the Maisa to take a shower, or stand the Ritz in Shabbos, no one does it the Maisa in Shabbos. Now the Shaila goes, Legabe Yotiv. Chazal asked to Misrachetz in Yotiv, and they asked to warm water in Yotiv for taking a shower. Why? Why I'm allowed to warm water to make a coffee? I'm allowed to warm water to make chum, yontif. I'm allowed to cook. Teisva says, because rechitzas gol gufoi, it's dovo she'ein no yishove lechol nefesh. And that is a big problem, shumazam al oyer bachtaynes, that in our days that everyone has showers, there's not one person that doesn't take a shower. In the old days, not everyone got a shower every time. Not everyone went to the Beis HaMelchatz. So it was only for mefulokim. So b'mil, it's not called shove lechol nefesh. Like you're not out to smoke. Why? It's not shove lechol nefesh. Not everyone smokes. It was a time that it changed a little bit when people were smoking. But now that again it became very uncommon to smoke. Even if a lot of shiva bochim do it, but it's considered in the world dovo shein shove lechol nefesh. It's not considered a normal azach. Dovo shein shiva bochim doing it or not. It's not appropriate anymore. It's not enough shovel lechol nefesh. The guy will be running for president and he will smoke cigarettes, not cigars, yeah? And no one will take him. Why? It's a pastish. It's not considered double shovel lechol nefesh. Mele pashas is mamish isu gobel to smoke in the other. Some say that even Bisman Chazal, the Moshul, people rinse part of Yodav Raglov, everyone did. So why am I not allowed to rinse? I'm rinsing more parts of my body. But this is not called Shavu L'chol Nefesh. So even in our days, people do showers, but not everyone makes baths every day. So this is a shayla of what is called Shavu L'chol Nefesh. The Shulchan Aruch paskens, you're allowed to warm water for part of Yodav Raglov, but not for Kol Gufa. So a person wants to take a shower, again, we're going now, lo mezogim, that we want to be making like Reb Moshe, to say you're allowed to take a cold shower, and yet. That we took away the isur of simen, shin chovov, sifkot chovar of mishtabu. But now, we want the water to be warm, not to be cold. The mechaber paskins, maim shehuchmu be'erev shab, be'erev yontev, you're allowed to rinse cold before your yontev. The Ramos says, also, aval eiver, eiver, mutar. We'll see Shin Chobom, Toem Tov Kuf Yud Alef, see base, mutar lochem beyodov lichos yodov. Maim shumu miyodov, mutar lichos kol gufo yafilu keechot. Miyod, dafka chutz lamelchetz. ויש עשרים בכל עין וכן נויגים. עושים לי משתבורים. והם חילוק משבס ליונטף. אבל עבר, עבר לכול העל ממותו. אפילו השתתה בו, חם עם עושו לדי הזו. אבל עבר, עבר, יולה אותו. What happens בביס המרחץ? הרי במחבר הוא זנן, אז מחלקס. So now this is Huchmu Me'erev Yontif. What would be Huchmu Be'yontif? The Mishnah Berurah says, Osur Afilu Eiver Eiver. In Ruchum und Beyond, the Mishnah Berurah says, also afilu eiver eiver. Also afilu in Ruchum el eiver eiver. The Maim Shirum and Beyond, also lichoit bechol gavri. Now, we have a Yontif water that was warm already before and stays warm. The boiler stays warm. So, Eiver, Eiver, you'll be allowed to. Eiver, Eiver, you'll be allowed to. Kol Gufo, you'll not be allowed to. If you're the Ramon. So, what happened, Be'etzem? From here, Be'etzem, the coolest started. People said the following. Third day, Bokim Tzar Gadol, Moshe is Mati. I listen to Reb Moshe. Yontef, Eiver Eiver, Maim Shehuch Mumer of Yontef, you're allowed to. And they take the showers, Eiver Eiver. Some people, a little bit frumer, they would not use hot water, they would use poishri. But not freezing water. They say, listen, could be it's not so hot. I do eiver eiver. So you're right. And hot water and makpid maybe take maybe it's also. But I do eiver eiver and not so hot water, but maybe I make it. Meike Rabin, they don't have a problem. They're allowed to. If it's a shmokim atzar, I'm not saying to take five or six. One. If the second one, mistaken laloch lemais, again, that we make it, yeah? But you have to know, there's another problem how to take out the water. In Shabbos, we know there's a problem to take out the hot water from the sink. Because the minute you take out the hot water, you mevashel new water. So I'll explain. There's two kinds of problems with mevashel. There's mevashel that it cooks when it's coming out. Dear Taka, it's a huge problem. Because you're cooking water for rinsing all of your body. There's a machlekes if you're allowed to, if it's called shovel lechol nefesh in our days, or it's not shovel lechol nefesh in our days. There's another problem that it boils inside the tank. So, Shemazalon Eyabah holds like this. If it's only a dud shemesh, it's not such a problem in Yontif. Why? You're not allowed to cook. So, you have to know. And here I want to explain. If the marshal, you're in a normal house. Now, they're allowed to rinse dishes, to wash dishes in Yontif. They need it for the food. And that water for the hands and the face is shavalechol nefesh. So there's no problem that you're cooking water. The problem is when you're in a dorm and they have huge showers, rooms. Now, people in these showers take showers called gufoy. The water that you're warming, that comes in, the fresh water that comes into the tank, is water that you're cooking, levashel called gufoy. Lichotz called gufoy, that you're not allowed to do any other thing in most places. So the problem is to take out hot water is because you're causing new hot water to come in. So if you're in a dira and people need to use the water for different needs, it's the hands, the face, so you're allowed. You need that water. But if you're in a place that it's only showers, so you're cooking shalach letzayach. You don't need this water to warm up. The only use that people will use it is the hochemayim we call gufa. So what is the solution for that? On a marshal and a deer, if you have a way to close the hot water, not the button, but not no more hot water will go into the to the place of the hot water. The marshal, you have a tank of hot water, a boiler. You press the button, it's boiling water. You want to take a shower, Ever, I'm Shuchnu Be'erav Yontef, to be Samech and Ramah, and to do Ever in a shower, or even if you want to do Poishrim, but you need a little hot water to come in. The problem is, no water is coming into the shower. So if it's a place that you're going to use the water for regular needs, you're allowed to. But if it's a place that you will not be using the water for regular needs, and it's only a place that you'll use it for showers, that a lot of poskim hold that you're not allowed to do. This is the reason sometimes the diras are easier from the doors. First, because could be people use the water there for more stuff. And also, you could just close the cold water coming into the tank. Now, some want to say that the dorms, showers, have a din of a merchatz. It's a room that people wash themselves. And a merchatz could be as a gzeire. Mishabur says, Eider is osu. And a merchatz, even if it's a Ramah. Even Maim Shehuchmu Be'erav Yontef, Eber is also. Gzeire, Otu Mechatzos. Like the Mechaber said, that he was Ma'atir Rabba Shalai Ba'merchatz. So in a Shiva shower, sometimes some want to say that it's a Mokim to be Machke. So if we misakim the halachas are like this. Taking the shower in Yom Tov, when it's especially Yom Tov Sheni, when you're ready 3 days, and you mitztayer, Rav Moshe says, as the halacha of not taking lelichos and the nor, a shower you're allowed to. Chaznish and Ander Ha'aser, Abel Yesh Alil Milisvoich. Especially if you betzah. Another cool is someone to say that even the ones that aser, only asered called gufay mamish. Eiver was never isu. It's interesting that no one spoke about it. The haitike should be haitike, yeah? The soil should be a soil, yeah? That maybe the meaning was only to go in, not to take a shower. Even if also a shower, but maybe the meaning was like going in. Was to go in? There's no meaning not to put your feet in a shizzle. Yeah? The meaning was not to go into a place. Yeah? Someone has a blister in his feet. He wants to soak his foot in Shabbos in a shizzle. It's a problem. It's Aver. It's one Aver called water you're allowed. What I'm saying, as the meaning not to go in is also a shaykh. Someone to say that Aver was not also. This is the reason, now we're going to the Aloch Lemaise. Some people take cold shower, forget about how the water comes in, and they do it Eiver. They don't do it Eiver only because the second part of the shear. They do it even as the first part of the shear. They say, even if Rav Moshe is not right, but maybe with the Chazanish, or the Minig that became in America, what it is, that new Minig, not to rinse, was only in rinsing completely. But in Eiver, maybe not. And then they came and said, and maybe the meaning was that because there were skilled people, Michal Shabbos with cooking, but in Yom Tov, that the Iker Hadin, especially in our day, that showers is regular, is allowed what to be served that you're allowed to warm water in Yom Tov. The Mele in Yom Tov became a meaning that people are serving, speaking on at the first meaning of a cold or a pleasant shower. There was served to take Eiver. The guys that want to take a fully shower also have who to be saying the chal. Again, the like chazanish, the like mshulazavin, the like mechasitzok. But if they have a mokim tzal, especially if it's tzal meoid, they have a who to be saying. After you decide that it's muta, even hot water, eiver has no isu be'etzem. I said yeshiva showers that could be tzemechatz. And the other, that is aloha, that is muta. The problem is how to get the water out. So again, some say, as though she'ein miskaven, as though she'ein nichalei. Some say, while you will rinse yourself eiver eiver, and all the bochim you're also planning to rinse yourself eiver eiver, so it's not called that you're cooking for kol gufoi, you're cooking only for chalokim chalokim, so that you're also allowed to. So some say you're allowed to, and you don't have to be choishesh that you're cooking the water. Seder advarim is like this: if it's only a duchemesh, it's easier. It's easier. If it's real hot water, or in both lekatchile, to make sure that no cold water come in. If you can't do that, if you're in a private dira and people will use the water for more different things than yontif, you're allowed to take a shower, eiver eiver, again with all the kulis, even that cold water will come in yontif. Because you're cooking for water you will need later for all different things that you need in the dira. Especially if you're married, etc. Avada yalav. If you're not married, I said, you could be making in diras, better to close it. In dorms, you have to know the mitzias. If the mitzias is that the hot water is shearing the whole building, and a lot of people just wake up and try this afternoon, yonder, they want to rinse the face and the hands. So mainly you could take, again, a shower, even that the hot water is coming in, because you're allowed to cook in yontif. If the system is separate, the right thing is not to take, if not that it's locked. Cold water completely, yes. Poishim, I said, be'etzim you're allowed to, the only problem is that new water is coming in and it's cooking. That is lekatchila better not to do. Shh. I just want to be meisiv. Someone is meisiv for a good aloha. That bochim that want to take shower and then the dorms. So the eitzah is you ask an Israeli to open the water for you. We're not discussing now to tell an Israeli to order a pizza for you for the second day. No shaykhs, no shaykhs. The Israeli will open the water, Poshut, I'll explain why. The issur is not to rinse, we said. Eiver, eiver, with hot water, you're allowed to. The problem is that new water will come in to the tank. That issur that is really open for you is no problem. Because the new water that is cooking in the tank that is really open, he's not even cooking for you. From your point, you don't mind that no hot water will come into the tank. No, the problem is, when you open the water, it's a psikration that an aloha will do. So this is not even called the amira to tell him to open it. Because it's not called that you need a tayelis. So you can tell him to open the water. You take the shower. And if you're a machmir, tell him also to close. Don't close yourself, because some people say when you close, you're also goyim bishu. Because if you leave it open, the water will come in and in and in, and will never get warm. After you close it, so the ma'ase said, this is taka eitz in the dorms to ask an Israeli. I think maybe it's one of the reasons taka that I have Israelis in every dorm. They're like this, there'll be people to open. The same thing in the diras. If you have someone to open the water, that mamish takes care of the whole problem.
If you go to mikvah also, later on, and they're taking showers, you tell them don't turn it off.
Huh?
If you go to mikvah, second day after, the people taking showers anyway, you just tell them don't turn it off.